turn down Jason. All right. Welcome to House of Pride Radio. How's it going?
Great. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
On the fly. We're talking to Matt Harkinrider. Harkinrider. Wow. Is that your birth name?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Who are your parents? Motorcycle folks?
Originally, that name is, like, German, but that's, like, the Americanized version of it.
Oh, gotcha. That makes sense. How do you know how to say the German version, by any chance?
It's like Harkinrider or something.
Ooh, nice. Sexy. Well, folks, we are speaking with Matt today because he is a recording artist, LGBTQ-friendly. Hopefully, you're getting a lot of Pride events this year, 2026. We're going to talk about that, but we also want to just touch upon how well the algorithms of social media work, because I have been bombarded with your song cruising and snippets of you in my feed daily, which is just fine because you're easy on the eyes and you have an amazing voice. I want to learn a little bit, I'm sure our listeners want to as well, about who you are and what is it all about. What's it all about, Matt?
Oh, thank you so much. Was it on Facebook that you found most of the
Yes. stuff? Did you buy an ad on Facebook?
I think also, in a way that a lot of us complain about on some of the other platforms lately, like on Instagram, for example, is that, you know how people aren't seeing, I don't know if you know this, but people are complaining that, like, they follow people, but you don't even get shown their stuff anymore. You mostly see ads and,
Yeah, I don't have a lot of time, so my go-to is Facebook. It seems to work for me.
Well, I think Facebook still, they haven't screwed up the... or like toyed with the algorithm so much that if you followed me, then it hopefully showed you more of my...
Yes, it's working, girl. Kind of,
yeah, I started finally kind of embracing like the TikTok sort of short video format this new year, 2026.
Yeah.
I can't say exactly why it took so long, except for I just didn't really see how to do it that felt like, I guess, authentic to me.
That's okay.
But I've been doing this for like 12 years, so I was like, okay, it's time to throw everything at the wall. So a lot of what you've seen probably is these short videos that just feature little snippets of songs, and it really is a beautiful, free way to share your music, your art with people. I think a lot of my peers even, like, could embrace this more because, you know, in the past you needed to, like, deal with these gatekeepers of record labels or the who runs the radio station or whatever it might be.
A lot of gates to get through, yeah.
And now you really do have a lot of power to reach people through these platforms with your music. So yeah. I've been full on, throwing everything at the wall to get these songs heard the last few months. So I'm so happy to hear that it found you and that you enjoy the material.
I really do. It's a very catchy... I want to... I'm sorry, somebody else is trying to call in the middle of my interview with you, and she knows better. Shout out to Rosa Vitalia. I don't know what she's doing. Anyways, let's just start from the beginning. This is what the hook was for me. Check it out. This song, we're going to talk about it, is called Cruising. Check it out.
Something's got me feeling alive. Is it you? Is it you? Do you want to go for a ride? Like I do. I got you. It's burning up the boulevard. I got the passenger seat open in my car. Yeah, if you rev my engine, we can go real far. Buckle up, here we are. Cruising, cruising. And it feels so right. We can go all night. Cruising, cruising. Set the streets on fire.
Right, so I just wanted to play enough of it so you heard the hook. It's called Cruising. So that came out in 2022, you said. Did you have remixes with that, or was it just the original?
I don't think anyone's ever done a remix, no.
This is what I suggest. I mean, It's so solid, Matt. It really, you really need to develop it for the LGBTQ, you know, ears and feet. They want to dance to this. Just an EP package with like four remixes faster. You have it right now? So it's, folks, right now it's at 120. It's a great song. The structure is excellent. Your vocals are excellent and the hook is excellent. Just need a couple remixes, maybe 126 beats per minute. Get it out to all the DJs, dance later. We were just talking about how many, he was on the show a little earlier, how many platforms and places to place your music, and it can get lost in the mix and this, that, and the other. But if you do that, Matt, I'll help you get it out to some of the right channels. But this is a hit. It just needs that that development so that DJs will play it at their sets and stuff. What do you think about that?
Oh, thank you so much. You said that man's name was Dan Slater?
Yeah, he's a circuit DJ.
Okay, yeah, I'll look him up.
Yeah. I don't know what you're into, but that's generally the route like artists do is, you know, get the original and then faster versions so folks DJing the parties can play it, you know.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, yes. Sorry, it's like on-air schooling.
No, I don't care. I mean, the goal is just to, you know, get
people to hear
out
it.
There. And yes. So they, you know, the whole reason for making it is so that they'll hear it and they feel good and, you know, like,
it would
dance
sound
and
so
and,
good at 120, 26, 124. I don't know. I'm like,
but yeah, that makes sense.
I'm a remixer, so I'm not only do I do this show, but I'm a professional remixer, Billboard remixer, and all that stuff. So I'm hearing in my head, like, oh my god, this song just needs to be, you know, like that club vibe going. I love it.
Okay.
I love it.
Cool.
I would chart it on my top 50. Just saying, girl.
Okay.
So tell us about your Pride year. Are you getting any gigs coming up that we can talk about?
I performing in San Diego for Pride Weekend. That's in July. I think that's the only thing that's on my calendar. Normally, I have quite a few every year. And granted, there's still more to come through the fall and stuff. I'm in talks with, nothing.
Well, let's talk about the San Diego one. So that's in June, did you say?
It's in July. The San Diego's Pride is in the middle of July. So I'm performing on Friday night. At least I know I have that so far.
Nice. How much stage time did they give you?
This isn't at the festival. This is at like a spot in Hillcrest called Sisters. It's my friend's bar, restaurant, pizza spot. And we do an annual thing there for the last few years on Friday nights. So I have a couple other queer artists join me. And we do like a free music and dancing, eating, drinking.
Yes, folks
thing to kick off the weekend. Checking. So that's really fun.
Yeah.
And
how can folks do you just show up? What's the name of the venue?
That'll be at Sisters Pizza at Hillcrest on Friday. I think it's the 17th is the Friday night.
July 17th.
Starting at like 7 p.m. If they follow me on social media, Matt Harkenrider, I'll be posting about it.
Yes, Mr. Harkenrider.
Harkenrider.
Like Hark the Heaven Angels Sing.
I think I'm performing at another festival in Southern California.
That's okay. I mean, you know. What is your itinerary for the next 5 years, Matt? Anyways,
all the festivals we've done, though, I have a great band, and we've been really lucky to, and I'm grateful to have played. We played a lot of the big, at least on the West Coast.
You have a live band, Matt?
Oh yes, yeah. That's probably what I was spending too much of my time the last couple of years focused on, rather than doing TikToks, but
rather than being a solo artist. Producing.
Well, I'm still a solo artist, but they're like my band, so that they're.
Oh, you have. He's
it's
okay.
Like
you're
Bruce
well developed.
Or Bob Seger or something like that, where they had a backing band. We gave them a name finally, kind of like those other bands.
What's
the
name?
Called the Meltdowns.
The Meltdowns.
When they're with me, it's Matt Harkenrider and the Meltdowns. And we've done a really good job across Southern California, L.A. and San Diego. I was born in San Diego, and then as an adult lived in L.A. and West Hollywood. So,
is that where you are now, West Hollywood?
Actually, I'm in San Diego right now.
Oh, you're in San Diego. Have you crossed paths with Debbie Holiday? She's a dance diva with her own band.
That name is familiar, so...
Oh, yeah, you should...
Why do I know... Wait.
Many number ones on the dance chart, Billboard Club chart. Yeah, I could see you guys crossing paths. Christine W. would be another one that comes to mind that I could see you crossing paths with.
Christine W.?
Yes, she's like one of the dance divas out there that does a lot of the prides and venues, you know. We'll talk
more. Yeah, I wrote them both down right now. Yeah. I looked them up on the computer.
But this is so exciting. So you've got everything. You've got the looks. You've got the talent. Now I'm learning you have your own band. Wow, I'm so impressed. What you got cooking in terms of new music?
I have actually a whole album, which cruising. This is all kind of part of this one concept. It's just taken me a while to fund it and to figure out how to roll it out, like figuring out TikTok and stuff like that. So I think it will come out by the end of this year, or maybe it'll even be into the 2027. But there's definitely a couple of songs coming from it soon that'll be out soon. And then I just want to make sure. I really believe in the project, so I want to roll it out. Part of why I was slow to roll it out is because I could tell that, like, I was putting out songs and they weren't reaching as many people as they maybe should have, even though we'd be playing these shows and the people that would come see it would be like, this is amazing music. So that's just to say there's a lot to come, and I love the album altogether. It's just kind of like my life in the gayborhood, but like pop and dancey and very catchy and fun. It's a very fun album. The songs don't sound alike necessarily in a good way, but they sit next to each other really well. So if you go on streaming now, you can hear six of them, and there's will be about 13 when it comes out.
That's great. That's perfect. So tell folks again where they can go to follow you, please.
So my name is Matt Harkenrider. My handles on Instagram and Facebook and stuff is Matty Harky, MattyHarky, and on TikTok, where I've become a bit of a terror in the last few months, it's just my last name, Harkenrider, HarkenRider. I know I have kind of a long last name, but all my favorite artists always went by their, when I listed out like my top artists, they all went by their name, like first and last name.
It.
So
it sounds like a porn name. It works.
Oh, good.
Let's go out with the rest of Cruisin', which is so far is my favorite. I have to listen to the other tracks, but this is the one I would love to see developed into, you know, a club circuit versions, and I can help you with that. We'll talk more.
Thank you. I really appreciate
absolutely
the support and the ideas and everything, and yeah, it's a great song.
It's a great song, and you wrote it from experience, obviously.
Yeah, no, we had a lot of fun making. It's like the whole thing is really this like double entendre, and it seems like a simple little pop song, but like I love. Yeah, it's well written. So, yeah.
Well written and well produced and well sung. You have great.
Oh, thank you. And shout out Pretty
vocals.
Sister, aka Zach Waters, is the name of the producer I worked with to make it sound.
All right, Zach. Best. Yeah, let's get it together to just keep the party, keep the fire burning, I'd say. We're going out right now with Cruisin'. You're listening to House of Pride Radio. And Matt, you come on back anytime you'd like, okay?
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Really, I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care now. Bye bye.
Cruising, and it feels so right. We can go all night. Cruising, set the streets on fire, and we'll paint the sky. Come on, cruise with me, babe. 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 Shining on the boulevard, I got you right here, baby, lying in my arms. Hell yeah, you held my hand, and now you got my heart going up to the stars. Cruising, cruising, and it feels so right. We can go all night. Cruising.
One second. Oh, I can hear you now. Oh, that's amazing. Yes. Hello. No, I try, but you know, I try to use my voice when I am trying to sample things in my music and to people that are, you know, professional singers. And I just come here to laugh. Wait, what was that? No, I'm in, hold on, I think I know what's happening. Okay, not because my husband just put it in his AirPods and they were connecting to my phone. Okay, we are okay. I hear you now. My husband, his name is Sir, well, Matthew Blancett. He's my husband. We're here in Chicago. Yeah. Okay. I am. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, so much. All right, let me try to how am I going to say this without being on the phone for so long? Okay, so I am producing my own album within collaborations with a couple artists of mine, including Joshua Ruiz with our new song that just came out, Ain't Got No Worry. It is, thank you so much. Thank you. What was that? Yes, they could download, they could buy it. I actually started my own record label. It's called Royal Collective Records, and it's actually the first release on my own label. And that's also going to be the label. My label is going to be releasing my own album on it too, just to get the ball rolling and really push out some music. Yeah. Go to the store, see if you can find it. It should be on Apple Music, Spotify, Beatport, and... Ain't Got No Worry. You ain't got no business. Yep. Work. Yep. Ruiz, it's Joshua Ruiz. When I first met Josh, that's how I thought I pronounced his last name, and then he was like, "Nope, it's Ruiz," and I was like, "Okay, got it." Yeah, I know. I love the song. It was me and him been meaning to make a collaboration for a while because we're coming up in the music scene, and I was just like, you know what? Like, me and him got really close during Winter Party when we both made our debuts down there in Miami. And I was just like, let's get this collaboration going. And, you know, I produced it. He sent me ideas. He sent me some things that he would like in the song. And then he actually, fun thing about this is that he actually found the vocal sample for Ain't Got No Worry. This is how the whole vocal came about. He found the vocal sample for me, and then he sent it to me, and I was like, okay. And I actually wrote lyrics and developed the entire song with the vocal sample that he sent me, and I actually sent it out to a vocalist to sing it, and then they sent me back the entire song, and then I got the full vocal and just produced the song right over it. Did you? Oh no! What is happening? I'm back. Did you hear me? Where'd you last hear me? Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I don't know what's going on with my phone. Maybe I just have bad service in my place. Okay. Yeah. Okay, great. What's up, world? Hello, hello. Since I have you on, can you hear me now? Okay, great. So Ain't Got No Worry is one of the songs off my album. The album is going to be called Dissonant, and it was going to be 12 songs, but I actually brought it down to 8 because I think I am signing a couple other songs from that album to a couple different labels just to broaden my musical background a little bit. And anyways, I can keep on talking about it. So Ain't Got No Worry came about that Joshua and I got really close during winter party at our debut down in Miami. And then after that, we decided to collab on a song. And we put some ideas together, and I started producing it. And then he sent me the vocal, and I was like, this is a great vocal sample. I could write an entire song about it. And so I actually wrote the lyrics. I actually wrote everything, the whole thing. I mean, it's not that complicated. It's just like Chance has has a bridge, a verse, and a chorus. Very simple. But then when I wrote it, I actually sent the sample. I sent the production that I made for it, and I sent my lyrics over to a vocalist to sing it out. And then that vocal that you hear in the song is what I got back and mastered it, mixed and mastered it. And then this is what we got. Thanks. Yes. Yes.
Up to the sky, folks. Ain't Got No Worries.
Oh yeah.
Brady.
Oh yeah.
Brady Prince in the house.
What's up?
Hey. Tell us about I asked Dan Slater the same question. He was on earlier.
I love Dan.
I love Dan too. I love you.
Thanks.
You DJ a lot, so I wanted to see if any songs are percolating on your must play my next gig right now, besides your own music. He said his own music too. I get that.
Oh my god, I don't have any particular songs. It's always like in the moment, like when I'm DJing, yes. I'm always like seeing what the crowd wants, and like if I see that they want something very specific, I'll look for it in my USB. But I could definitely say artists, not technically the names of the songs. But right now, I'll tell you my top three right now. Right now are The Hills. Hills are awesome. Side Piece is popping off really hard right now, which I love.
Side Piece.
And Side Piece, yeah. Side Piece is great.
I've heard of this, Side Piece. Is that the name of the song?
No. Side Piece is the name of the artist. It's so a funny thing about Side Piece is that they're really big in the tech house and like tech house scene right now. But they actually individually, it's a group of two, and they both used to be like dubstep bass house DJs, and they like decided to like come together and like do like this fun little project.
Yeah,
and that project just like blew up. But yeah, so The Hills, Side Piece, and I actually been ripping out some Matt Cesari. Because I like this darker kind of like underground sound that he gives out, and I've been, you know, ripping a couple of his songs too. That's all I want to give out. I like to keep my weapons secret.
Okay, and yes, of course, and you're doing the right thing. You're reading the energy in the crowd. That's what you're supposed to do.
Oh yeah, like for instance, like I just came back. I DJed Hustle Ball, very underground party, and I played all underground techno. I just played techno and really dark tech house.
Yes, that's your style, right? Like tech house, techno.
Yeah. But then, the weekend before that, I DJed a tea dance and I played house, upbeat, like funky, groovy. I even had disco in there. So it's all about reading the room, y'all.
Yes.
Read that room, y'all.
Read the room. Absolutely. I was going to ask you a question, but none of these songs on our Pride Top 50 are particularly techno house. They're more house, like
That's okay.
Well, okay. So, for example, our Top 10, is any of these tracks on your radar? Oh my God, this is amazing groove. His name is Steve Oakley, Ditto Music, and it's called Feel. I just love the house vibe. And then and then Revival House is doing a lot of cool stuff with Kathy.
Oh, I love Revival House. Oh,
yeah,
my
right?
Oh. God, I love them.
Yeah, they're definitely like on my radar. And then the last one is I was going to say the new Robin song, which isn't getting a lot of promotion. It's called Talk to Me, but it's so good. Such a good production.
That is so funny that you mentioned that, because I actually been considering about remixing that song.
Yes.
Yes. I heard it and I was like, I think I could remix this. But obviously, it's going to be a long time till I can remix this, because I think I have about 15 projects that I need to finish in the next like couple months. So I'm like, I always get sidetracked because I'm like, oh my God, I could remix this and just like throw it out there. But then I'm like, wait, I need to actually finish all this other music that I need to get done before I could do any more.
I love it. Yeah. That's good that you're busy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then on top of that, DJing every weekend, you know, like Memorial Day is coming up this weekend. So right now this is a big one. I'll be in Chicago on Friday DJing Brute for GKL weekend. Shout out to Circuit Mom and Brute. And that's with me and Dan Darlington. We go by a duo named Reveladium. We actually have our first original single coming out in the next couple weeks. And then I am down in Fort Lauderdale DJing at the Eagle Wilton Manors with my other duo partner, T-Don. And T-Don go by Rhythm Machine. Me and him we just DJ all night and have a kiki. We have a blast. And then Sunday I fly to LA to DJ the Master Beat Party with Carson Sollers at the renovated Mayan. So yeah, I got a really busy weekend ahead of me, but I'm grateful for all of it.
Yes. Hey, you're busy. I have a question. Do the producers pay for your airfare?
It depends. I mean, since we're online, I'm not really going to talk business with you.
Come on, give us the dirt.
As a professional standpoint.
Okay, well, here's my take on that, producers. Okay, and I'm allowed to say this. Yes, you should definitely pay for the talent's travel expenses. They've earned it, and even their 100%. Stay, because you do the same thing with the divas. Like if you were going to get a dance diva to perform on the main stage, you're going to provide for that transportation and the house, the room and board. So yes,
yeah,
don't be cheap.
And I'm going to keep my mouth shut, but I'm
No, you don't say anything. We love you, and you've got a. This is Twinka Turner speaking here. You have something to say. You can call me. Call me. Come on. I'm so happy you're keeping a busy schedule this Pride season. We need to be uplifted on the dance floor. So keep the party, keep the 100%. Fire burning. Yeah. Come on back anytime you want. And
absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, where can folks go to follow you?
Oh, you can follow me. It's the same name on all socials. It's Brady Prince. Yes, Prince is my last name, and Brady is my first name. It's a real name. Yeah. So it's just Brady Prince on Instagram, Facebook, SoundCloud. It's all there.
Perfect. Okay, folks, we're going to go out, since we've been talking about Robin so much, with the original mix that Brady may be remixing at some point in the future.
Yes.
I can't wait for that to come out. That would be exciting. Okay, Brady, you take care. We love you here at House of Pride Radio, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey. So, this is a little awkward, but...
Yeah, I'm so close, I'm almost there. Want you to tell me how to do it. Not as good by myself, so baby, will you talk me through it?
By Robin on House of Pride Music. That is a future club slammer when the remixes come out. We're talking to Marco Middlesex. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How's things with you, baby?
I'm doing good. I'm texting Raza. She's, of course, complicating everything. Come to the studio, Raza. It's that simple.
Yeah.
I'm just texting while we're talking to you. I'll edit this out in post-production.
Right.
That's how it rolls here on the live show.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you because tell us the ongoings of the you're a facilitator of the management here at Radio Valencia. Tell us the state of Radio Valencia, San Francisco.
Oh, the state?
Yeah. How's it going here?
Oh, I think, well, I was just changing out the latest edition of, you know, when you go to our website's landing page, we have the poster, the air schedule. And I was just looking at it before I had to do some edits, and I thought, wow, you know, there's just this whole plethora of different styles.
Yes.
To not be too cliched, but there really is something for any radio listener on our station. I really, really believe that. Yeah.
Yeah. And we're generally in a new location. When did you guys move to 22nd and Mission?
That would be three years ago.
Okay.
Between 3 to 4, yeah, it was about 3 to 4 years ago. So
I like it.
I'm sure Steve will correct me.
Let's just say 3 years, yeah, and it's a street locale, so you can just come on in and say hello if you're in the neighborhood.
Yeah, along the arts corridor section, you know, along, you know, Valencia and then down the side street. Yeah, and there's just like, it's an amazing bastion of, you know, culture down there, isn't it?
It really is a nice melting pot.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for the update, folks. You can listen to Radio Valencia online. It's a digital platformed podcast.
Yes.
Many shows. I'm looking
24/7.
Yeah, 24/7. Looking at the air schedule now, it needs to be updated. But it's every day. There's something going on. Of course, our show's on Tuesdays. Then it pops back up on replay on Fridays. Which thank you for that, Marco.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you're on it too on Fridays.
Yeah, and your show. You have your own show.
And yes,
it's on Thursdays, right?
Mine's a Stranded Playlist on Sunday, noon till 2, and then I have an encore broadcast on Wednesday at noon as well. So I'm a noon show.
Check out Marco's show too. And
how would you
describe your show, Marco?
Mine, I call it an eclectic audio odyssey, and it's also very dance centric. But I do kind of go through the all eras and genres as well. And I try and do, like, you know, a theme each week.
Oh, what's the theme coming up Sunday?
So, Sunday's episode I'm still working on right now. But at the moment, I'm leaning towards doing, like, brand new music show.
Okay. Cool.
You know, like taking a compilation of the new spins that I've done over the last couple of months and creating, you know, a new playlist episode, but having all current instead of kind of delving through, you know, the ages, so or eras, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's kind of, that will be it in progress, just so, you know, hot tracks.
Absolutely. Oh, I've got to send you Gypsy Love and I's collaboration, Fly Robin Fly. That could fit in one of your new shows.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Please send me. Yeah. What a wonderful interview.
I didn't do that yet. Yeah.
Yeah. What a wonderful interview
you
had
heard
with
it.
Gypsy.
Oh, thank you.
I did. Yeah, I was tuned in. Uh-huh.
Oh, I love
it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You're probably the only person tuning in. I can't see the thing, the charts. Oh, there it is. No, that's not it.
Top right.
It's something. The webpage screen is no. That's not it. Where's the mouse in the studio? I can't find it.
If you click on Sam Broadcaster, I think the page will pop up, and the listenership is in the top right hand side of the monitor.
Oh wait, is this the mouse? I'm looking on the monitor. The monitor.
Yeah. So yeah, open up Sam Broadcaster and.
Okay.
You'll see. Yeah, look top right, and then you'll see listenership.
Mike moved everything on his way out.
Oh.
Yeah. No, you know, like the monitor, there's like a
mouse
for it, right?
Yeah.
The one that's,
yeah.
It doesn't work, so that's, it's not that.
Yeah.
All right, I'll get around to it. Anyways, thanks for being available. We're going to now play...
For sure.
We're going to play Pippi Lovestocking's new song, Missing Parts of Me, because she's coming to town. Did you know that?
Yes, I did hear. Oh, it is such a great song, too. Just love it.
Thank you. Yeah, Pippi Lovestocking is coming to Peaches Christ show at the Castle.
Yeah.
It's called Built This City. And she's going to, I mean, it's a big deal because after what she's been through with her health issues, losing parts of her legs and arms,
yeah.
she has new legs and she's going to be doing new comedy. And this song is about all of her experiences. So, thanks, Marco. We're going to go out with Pippi, but it's great having you.
Totally.
And we'll stay in touch. Come on back anytime.
We will. And happy Pride, San Francisco.
Yay, happy Pride. All right. Pippi, take it away.
There we go. Yes.
Tragedy. Missing parts of me.
to Missing Parts of Me by Pippi Lovestocking. That's charting on DJ's top charts right now. Missing Parts of Me can be downloaded anywhere. Go Pippi Go. She's coming to San Francisco along with other artists to star at the Castro Theater for Peaches Christ Spectacular. Built This City. Be sure to get your tickets. That's coming up in June. You're listening to the House of Pride show with DJ Tweeka Turner. Listening to House of Pride Show. This is the late Mary Wilson from the group The Supremes. Before she passed, she laid down a couple of mint tracks that hardly anybody knows about it, but someday this will be on people's playlists. This one's called Soul Defender. What a title, right? By the late, the great Mary Wilson from The Supremes.
Oh, Lord.
We're playing, I don't know if you knew, before the late, great Mary Wilson passed a couple years back, she laid down a couple new tracks. So we're just playing Soul Defender. I think that made one appearance on Mary Wilson's anthology out of the Motown label. Soul Defender, great song.
You know what, Tweeka?
Yes.
When she passed, I was just thinking about her because I had seen her in maybe like 2-3 years at the airport when I was coming through Las Vegas.
Did your paths cross over the years?
Yeah, babe. Off and on in the airports.
Yeah.
We'd be, I'd be going toward home and she'd be coming back from a gig. So.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. You would literally meet in the airport. Hey, girl.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I loved her. I had the great fortune of working with her a couple times on some music. So that was like a dream come true for me.
Babe, was she sick? What happened?
I don't think she knew it was coming. Yeah, okay. No, she wasn't sick per se.
Uh-huh.
She wasn't sick per se. So, you know, sometimes the Lord calls you when he calls you.
Yeah, I can attest to that, babe.
Yeah. Well, let's get into it, Pepper. We know that you have new music coming out, hopefully this year. We're looking forward to that. That's, folks, Pepper Mache has new music coming out, new club DJs. Are you listening to me? New club music coming out. Are you excited?
Well, I know I am.
I am, too.
You know, Tweeka, I have to, I want to let everybody know that being at my age now, you've got to kind of stay current when you're with the Recording Academy. The same people
do.
Who put on the Grammys.
Yeah.
I've been a member with them for like 23 years now. But for me not to be, turned out into the pasture.
I
always release material around the time when everybody else is promoting their products, their songs, trying to get, into the Grammys and stuff. So
Pepper's not ready to plant a garden, folks.
No, I'm not, babe. Not by a long shot.
Good. Well, you still have God's given talent. You might as well use it.
Exactly. And now everybody's got me exercising on their apps, babe.
Yes, let's go over some of your hits. I just want to play a little schooling for the children. Let's let's have a listen to this song and then we talk about it. Hold on one second.
Okay,
I don't know if you can hear it on your side, but we're playing Lost Your Mind.
Brings back memories.
Yeah, you come in Lost Your Mind. I remember our interview years ago. You said that was that song was written out of your experience from your divorce.
You know it. Bless his soul, but he's gone now.
Don't talk ill of the people who've passed.
Babe, you know it. And I basically still have my two sons who he gave me, which was wonderful.
Oh, so. You have two sons. Are they a musician? What are they doing with their...
The oldest one, he's like... he works for an amusement area between Las Vegas and I would say Victorville, but you can pass it as you're going toward Las Vegas. It's called Eddie's World.
Eddie's World. You stop in and say, "Can you play Dive into the Pool?"
Babe, if you said that to him, he said, "Well, that's my mom."
Let's have a listen to one of your biggest, Dive into the Pool. Just a sampler here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Y'all feeling good?
I know I am.
Well, you
babe,
know
I was able to be
tonight.
On the parade route singing. For Long Beach Pride this past Sunday.
Oh, my God. Did you get to do this song?
It basically messed up as far as the vocals were concerned, but I was able to play the music down the parade route.
Oh, okay.
And everybody was looking. They were coming up to the float saying, "You're Pepper Mache.
I haven't seen you in ages. Yes. Put those flowers in your cap. Yes. I love it.
Yeah. And it was fun, darling. I had a great time.
Wow. That was this past weekend?
It was on Sunday.
Oh, you're just coming off of that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And I might be involved with what happened. I joined the Stonewall Democratic Club.
Okay.
Yeah. And